In her newly reprinted memoir, The Little Locksmith, Catherine Butler Hathaway writes of herself, "I belong to the fantastic company of the queer, the maimed, the unfit." Book critic Maureen Corrigan says that Hathaway also belongs to the fantastic literary company of the blunt, the original, the visionary.
I'm jumping the gun a bit with The Little Locksmith. It's not officially scheduled to be republished by the feminist press until mid-July. But I can't help talking about this strange memoir. Ever since I read it, it's nudged all other books from my mind. Originally published in 1943, and a bestseller then, The Little Locksmith tells part of the amazing life story of Catherine Butler Hathaway, who was born in 1890 to a well-to-do family and grew up in Salem, Massachusetts. Grew up. How Hathaway must have winced at the buried metaphor in that common term. For Hathaway contracted tuberculosis of the spine when she was 5 years old, and she spent the next decade strapped down on a hard, sloping bed, her head encased in a leather halter attached to a rope, pulley, and an iron weight. Her horizontal life is how Hathaway referred to those years. This treatment was her famous doctor's way of preventing curvature of the spine. But even as a child, Hathaway sensed that damage, physical as well as psychological, had been done. She writes of watching, from her prone position, the little hunchbacked locksmith who her family occasionally hired to work around the house. "Deep within me," Hathaway says, "I had a feeling that I really belonged with him, even if it was never going to show. I felt a strong, childish, amorous pity and desire toward him, so that there was even a queer, erotic charm for me about his gray, shabby clothes, the strange, awful peak in his back, and his cross, unapproachable sadness, which made him not look at other people, not even at me, lying on my bed and staring sideways at him." When Hathaway was released from her torture pallet at age 15, her forebodings turned out to be true. She was mildly hunchbacked and never grew beyond the size of a 10-year-old girl. But her affliction is not what makes her memoir so remarkable. Rather, it's her lyrical yet frank sensibilities. Did you hear those adjectives Hathaway uses to describe her kinship with the locksmith? Erotic, amorous. Hathaway's family silently conveyed the message to her that she could never expect to have sexual relations. So in recalling her childhood and early spinsterish adulthood, Hathaway also recalls what she terms her sexual starvation. Her frustrated physical yearnings spill out into almost every relationship she had, with the locksmith, her brother, her female friends at Radcliffe College, even with the rickety house she eventually buys on the Maine coast. Hathaway is a polymorphously perverse writer. Practically everyone and everything she describes arouses her and her reader. "I never got hot before thinking of home improvements, but the voluptuous way in which Hathaway describes how hired workmen slowly sanded smooth the wood on her house's front door, whew, it's like the story of O in overalls." It almost seems anticlimactic to mention that the second half of The Little Locksmith is also an exquisite work of nature writing and consequently makes for perfect summer reading. Hathaway captures the landscape of rural Maine when it was still regional and pristine, when giant sea scallops and the wreck of a British warship could be glimpsed beneath clear, shimmering ocean waves below her house. Hathaway says that the story of that house is the story of the liberation of a human being. She bought it in her 30s to escape from the smothering attentions of her family and to give herself over to writing. That's where The Little Locksmith ends, in overheated anticipation of a new life. Hathaway didn't live in her house's splendid isolation very long. She fell in love with a visiting Japanese artist and finally achieved the sexual fulfillment she so desired. She went on to have other affairs, to live and work in bohemian enclaves in Paris and New York, and eventually she married. All of these wayward life surprises were to be captured in two more memoirs that Hathaway planned. but her constitution was chronically weak, and Hathaway died in her 50s, even before The Little Locksmith was published. An odd and daring life, and thanks to the feminist press, an unforgettable memoir that's no longer forgotten.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Catherine Butler Hathaway's memoir, The Little Locksmith, reprinted by the feminist press. It's already in bookstores.